AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Investors on Wall Street are watching testimony on Capitol Hill from Fed Chair Jerome Powell. The Fed paused on raising interest rates. Powell says more rate hikes are to come. The big obstacle is inflation.
This is our job, is to bring inflation down. The way we do it is by raising interest rates. And while that can be painful, what it does is it gradually slows down demand so that supply and demand can get back into alignment, and so that we can have inflation running at 2% and people can get on with their lives and basically not have to think about inflation.
The Fed last week kept interest rates unchanged after 10 straight hikes, so it could take time to gauge how higher borrowing costs have affected the economy. At a conference in London, Ukraine's allies pledged several $1 billion in non-military aid to rebuild its war-ravaged infrastructure, fight corruption, and help pave the country's road to membership in the European Union. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is at the conference.
As Russia continues to destroy, we are here to help Ukraine rebuild. Rebuild lives, rebuild its country, rebuild its future.
Blinken was recently in China, and China has called comments by President Biden referring to Chinese leader Xi Jinping as a dictator extremely absurd and irresponsible. The new rift threatens to upset tentative efforts to stabilize the relationship between the two countries. A Canadian military surveillance aircraft detected underwater noises as a massive operation searched in the remote area of the North Atlantic for a submersible that vanished while taking five people down to the wreck of the Titanic. A federal appeals court temporarily agreed to keep part of New Jersey's handgun carry law in effect as court proceedings play out. The law bars people from carrying handguns in sensitive places. Praising yoga as truly universal, Indian Prime Minister Modi practiced it with a multinational crowd at the United Nations. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are opening lower again on Wall Street as the market pulls back a bit further after hitting its highest level in more than a year last week. The S&P 500 was off 0.4% in the early going Wednesday. The index is coming off two straight declines. The Dow fell 64 points. That's about 0.2%. The NASDAQ composite fell 0.9%. Investors are watching testimony on Capitol Hill from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. Wall Street is keenly focused on what the Fed's next moves will be on interest rates. Stocks fell again in China overnight as markets worried about a stumbling recovery in the world's second largest economy. The Hang Seng Index in Hong Kong fell 2%. Seth Sutel, New York.
About 8,000 revelers gathered around a prehistoric stone circle on a plain in southern England at Stonehenge to express their devotion to the sun or have some communal fun. Today is the start of summer and the longest day of the year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.